This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bean Cooley. When the pandemic shut down most TV and movie production last year, no one knew when filming could resume safely. A few resourceful TV writers and producers decided not to wait and to approach the COVID restrictions like a challenge. What kind of TV shows could you film during a pandemic, and how? Examples of that inventiveness show up this week on two different streaming services. Both shows are in the fantasy genre and come from respected TV writer-producers. Robert and Michelle King, creators of The Good Wife, have come up with The Bite, a present-day comedy drama that combines COVID lockdown with an outbreak of a zombie contagion. And David Weil, creator of Hunters, presents Solos, an anthology series set at various points in the future with technology playing a prominent part. Solos, presented by Amazon, has a different star in each episode. And for the most part, that's it. One way to film during a pandemic without having the actors risk exposure to COVID is to have only one actor on screen. Weil and the other writers employ various tricks to make the shows more than straight-out monologues, and the best of them work very well. Helen Mirren plays an astronaut alone in space, talking to her onboard computer like it's HAL from 2001 A Space Odyssey. Anthony Mackie plays two roles, a wealthy dying young man who meets and briefs his look-alike cybernetic replacement. And in the premiere episode, Anne Hathaway plays several roles, but they're all the same one at different times. She plays a scientist working on time travel and finds a way to communicate in the future, or the past, with herself. Eventually, she establishes a video link, but the first time she makes contact, it's by audio only, when her time-scanning machinery locks on to a familiar voice.
Tell me your name! Leia Salavara. And you're?
I'm Leia. I'm Leia Salavara, too!
Oh, my God. But wait, how can I know that you're really...
You?
Yeah, with something that only I... Only we would know.
First kiss, no tongue. Henry Chan.
First kiss with tongue.
Mallory Jackson.
Favorite singer. The real one, not the one that you tell people. Kelly Clarkson. Just because she's popular doesn't mean she's not amazing.
The installments of Solos I've mentioned are the best of the seven-episode bunch. Helen Mirren, as a 71-year-old space traveler looking back on her life, delivers a performance that shouldn't be missed and that I expect will haunt me for a long time. Solos is the closest thing the U.S. has come to the superb British sci-fi anthology series Black Mirror, and absolutely is worth checking out. So is The Bite, if you can find it. The Bite is the latest TV series from Robert and Michelle King, creators of The Good Wife and Evil on CBS, and The Good Fight on what now is Paramount Plus. The Bite is a 6-episode miniseries that solves its COVID production dilemma in two ways. First, it casts two real-life husband and wife couples in 4 primary roles so they can safely share the screen in respective 2 shots. And second, it sets the action in the present day during a pandemic quarantine. So characters largely are housebound, working and communicating via their computers. Audra McDonald, who eventually will share scenes with her real-life spouse Will Swenson, plays Rachel, a doctor living in Manhattan who's making house calls without leaving her house via Zoom. It's the same way she connects with her mother, a world-famous doctor, who appears on Rachel's computer screen with an entertaining amount of attitude, played by Leslie Uggams.
Hi, Mom. I'm here.
What is going on with your hair?
Is this about Black Lives Matter?
Oh, my God. Will you please stop talking?
Bitch is guilty because you married a white man.
Okay. All right. Stop. Listen, Zach asked me to call you.
This is about that AP quote. I only said what was true.
But that's not why you're saying it.
Really? Educate me, dear. Why am I saying it?
Because you are upset that Zach did not include you in his advisory
committee. Not upset. Just surprised he decided not to include a Nobel Prize winner in immunology.
Mom, Zach told you he was worried about the appearance of nepotism.
The virus doesn't care about nepotism. It only cares about spreading and infecting.
The Bite is lots and lots of fun and has a lot going on. Stephen Pasquale and Philippa Sue, another real-life couple, play government health care experts. And Taylor Schilling from Orange is the New Black plays Rachel's upstairs neighbor, Lily, who's also working remotely from home during the pandemic. But it's trickier for her because she's a dominatrix. Before long, The Bite throws all these characters together as they try to avoid the zombie plague and find a cure. The action ranges from playful over-the-top silliness to moments of true tenderness, and Robert and Michelle King always have great fun playing with the latest technologies and our shared frustrations with them. So The Bite not only has plagues like COVID and a zombie virus, it also has such plagues as dropped wireless signals, frozen computer screens, and accidentally pressed mute buttons. Audra McDonald, as the main character, carries it all off effortlessly and impressively. If you saw the King's most recent summer series, the similarly bizarre CBS sci-fi show Braindead, you have a good idea what's coming. The Bite is great fun. Its only fault is that it's premiering not on CBS, not even on Paramount Plus, but on Spectrum On Demand. I'm hoping CBS will repurpose The Bite later this summer as a broadcast premiere, as it did with The Good Fight. After all, what else does it have to offer that's this fresh and this enjoyable? On Monday's show, we talk with Donnie Walton, whose debut novel, The Final Revival of Opal and Nev, has been described as a dazzling triumph. It's about an unlikely music duo from the early 1970s. Opal is a black feminist from Detroit who is Afropunk before that term existed. And Nev is a withdrawn, goofy, white British guitarist. Hope you can join us.